Well, it's Friday the 18th of July down here in Barmston Beach Holiday Park in the little village of Barmston in the East Riding of Yorkshire by the sea, below, beneath the sky. It's another lovely dry morning, but it's not as pleasant as it's been before. A lot cooler, very strong breeze blowing. Though the skies are, yeah, they look okay actually, but at the moment, no sunshine. Maybe we'll get some, I don't know. But at least it's fine and dry again. And it's still, although I say it's extremely breezy, it's still really comfortable to be out here on the veranda in my shorts and skimpy t-shirt before I go and get showered. So, you may hear that wind. I have to put the heavy fleece on, the mic, that is. Oh, yeah. Yesterday, what did we do yesterday? Oh, yeah. Yesterday was Thursday, of course. And on Thursday, Strawberry Fields, second day. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we had our breakfast as usual, light breakfast, then headed up to the Strawberry Fields, which is on about just before Bridlington. It's only about 5-6 miles from here, if it is that. And when we approached it, as usual, from the south, you can see that, you know, in the distance, there's something strange about that this morning. And when we got there, we realised what it was massive, absolutely massive. And we have never seen the Strawberry Fields car boot and market so huge. I don't know what was going on, but it was so big that they were ushering us into the car park. Well, the car park's just in the field, at the back of the car boot market. So huge that we had to drive right away to the back of the field to an additional little bit of field that they had punched a hole through a hedge to get into. That's how big the market was. It was incredibly massive. I think the only one that can beat it is the one we may go to on Sunday. That's the one at Skirlington. By the way, they're both run by Skirlington Markets, so it's the same company. But I've honestly never seen the Burlington Strawberry Fields one that size. So big, in fact, that after we'd done a couple of hours up and down, I didn't often bail back out to the car. Didn't really get much either, to be honest. But anyway, so but it was great to wander about and beautiful red hot sunshine again, you know. Oh, brilliant stuff. So anyway, and I recorded, in fact, it was so big, on the way out, they had, there was a track going off to the right on the way out for the cars through a barley field. Yes, I guess it had permission from the farmer to create this track. And we had to crawl one by one out of this, back onto the very busy main road into Bridlington. And recorded a temperature of 28 degrees while we were going through that field. 28, my God, that was warm. So, after that, we headed north to for an afternoon, basically in Scarborough. And the weather was glorious. And even when we parked at the South Cliff, the place we normally park, just the South Cliff up from the Grand Hotel. And I usually take some photographs from that viewpoint every time I get there. Yeah, I've got thousands of them. But even at that, I could see while we were looking down through the arch bridge the number of people that were on the beach. There were thousands on it. It was incredible. Scarborough was bouncing yesterday, you know, between beach and all the seafront amusements and the tour buses and the shops and fish and chip shops and all the kinds of stuff. There were thousands upon thousands of people. I can't remember last time I've seen it as busy as that. And even the high street was exactly the same. It was just bouncing. So, combination of good weather, but obviously I reckon there must be some local holidays on, although, strictly speaking, English holidays don't start till next week. So, no, at the end of this month sometime, I believe. is there a lot of Scots down here on holiday at the moment? I don't know. We heard a lot of Scots voices, of course, but I'm not sure they made up the masses that were there. And even the caravan parts are extremely busy. So we did Scarborough, spent 2 or 3 hours. Went into the Grand before we came away. We always go in there. It's a beautiful old world. You know, years ago, plebs like us, we'd never have got into the Grand Hotel. No way would you go in. You know, it was, think back to its heyday. One of those, such as those, that would be booking into the Grand Hotel. Well, we weren't booking in, but theoretically we could well afford to book in now. But you just wouldn't have got on. You were just being considered a pleb, and certainly not with shorts and barefoot sandals. So we had a cold drink in there in the leather sofas, and done a bit of people watching, which was quite hilarious actually for about an hour or so. And then we headed home, came back to the caravan. A lovely drive back down the road. Mary made a dinner, a wee tatty, and some nice cold meat and peas, carrots. And we had that in the caravan, and then we laced for a wee bit. And then, instead of driving any further, we decided to take a walk along the south headland from the site here. The south headland, which is changing constantly because of tidal erosion. The cliffs here that are, you know, anything from 20 feet to, you know, 40 feet high, as they run down past this area, and they're all sand, pure sand. And if you wonder what that was our caravan door, or one of the caravan doors being blown open by the wind. I think they need to oil those doors. It's a wee bit like something about a creaky old ship. But anyway, yeah, the headline. I'm going to do a wee bit of audio on that, hopefully today, sometime later on this afternoon. The erosion, we could see it even from last year, and even the fresh stuff that's went down very, very recently. It's eating and eating away at a rate of knots down here. But anyway, we had a nice wee walk away along the headland in the new path, because the old path is treacherous, it's far too near. In fact, some of the old path has disappeared into the sea already. So there's a new pathway about 30 feet back from the edge, and you had to follow that to be safe. So we did that. Well, I walked about half a mile or so along, and then came back and settled in for the night. So that was Thursday. Today, plan is to go north again, bypass Bridlington, to a little place called Rayton. There's a beautiful roundabout there with a shepherd and his sheep, and there's a pub right at the roundabout called the Dotterel. And apparently we found out there's a car boot there on Friday morning. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to head over to Wolds, W-O-L-D-S, lots of Wolds round about this area in Yorkshire. Wolds Lavender, it's a lavender growing place, centre for lavender in probably the whole of Yorkshire, if not in England, I don't know. We've been there before many a time, and we like to pop in. 10,000 varieties of lavender, but it's a beautiful centre, and they've got a lovely tea room as well. So we'll do that, then we'll head over to Malton and Norton. And then down, come back down through in a circle to Driffield, because the show's all gone now. We'll be able to drive easily and park easily and do Driffield, and then head back home here for early afternoon and have a lazy afternoon. I think Mary's going to have an hour in bed today, because she didn't sleep too well last night, she said. But anyway, that's the plans, and that's what's happened yesterday. The sun's just come out and it's lifted the temperature immediately. But the skies don't look as if we're going to get a roaster today. But even this, it's incredible that even in this strong breeze that's coming down off the coast, it's still warm. And that's been fantastic. We've had a great week so far with weather. Certainly couldn't complain if it did change now. So that's that. That's the plans. I'd best go and get ready for the shower again. Speak again soon. Sounds like my bones.